Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. And again, and welcome back to the second hour of Swing Time, your weekly programme of jazz, swing and blues music. Mike Coates here with the second part of today's show. My opening track, Look for the Silver Lining, and we've certainly found it today with the weather outside, was played there by Jim Hall. And the details of the session were Jim Hall guitar, Carl Perkins piano, and Red Mitchell on bass, recorded in Los Angeles on the 10th or 24th of January, can't be sure, but if it's the 24th, that's an appropriate day to be playing the track, and the year was 1957. And it was taken from Jim Hall's first album as a leader, and it was called Jazz Guitar. And the fact that it is played as the first track today is that it's also a new release, this time again on vinyl, and the bulk of the programme for my second hour will be taken up with some other new releases. And this, I think, was one of Jim Hall's most successful records. He went on to record many other records, of course. So I thought we would give a hearing to another track from Jazz Guitar. And I'm going to play this time the track Thanks for the Memory. Same personnel, same recording date. Thank you. some noteworthy work there from the pianist Carl Perkins. So sad he had such a short playing career. The number of that new disc, Jazz Guitar, is Wax Time 771888 LP. In the middle 1950s, Louis Armstrong's career was stagnating. Many critics were saying that Louis had lost his creative spark and much of his playing was just of a commercial nature. Two albums in the mid-1950s, however, did much to restore Satchmo's old style. And we heard the first of the records when I last did a review of new releases, and it was the Satch Plays W.C. Handy record. Now, the other one, Satch Plays Fats, has also been reissued, and again on 12-inch vinyl. And if you are interested in it, you should look out for 12-inch vinyl, Wax Time again, 77914. I selected the Fats Waller and Andy Razaf composition, Black and Blue, which certainly was referred to in the 1950s when it first came out, as a song of social significance. Here is Black and Blue.
So black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. shackles I can't hide. What is in my face for these battles, passes? How would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Louis Armstrong, trumpet and vocal, from a young trombone. Barney Bigard, clarinet, Billy Kyle, the pianist, Arville Shaw, bass, and Barrett Deems on drums. Recorded in New York City at the Columbia Studios on the 26th of April 1955. And that was from the album Satch Plays Fats. Another new reissue, hot off the press, so to speak, is devoted to vibes player Tal Chader, well known for his devotion to Latin music. This new reissue is no exception. The 12-inch vinyl album carries the same title as the original record, Demasiado Caliente, and my selection is Blue Dan, composed by the pianist with the group, Eddie Cano. Details are as follows. Tony Teran is the trumpet player. Modesto Brizanto is the alto and flute player. And Jose Lozano plays flute as well. Eddie Cano, I mentioned, the piano player. Cal Chader on vibes, of course. The bass player, Al McGiven, bass. And Victor Valdez on bass. Willie Bobo is the main drummer, but the name that will be reasonably recognisable to most jazz fans is the bongo and conga player, who is Mongo Santa Maria. The recording was done in San Francisco sometime in 1960, and it's under the leadership of Cal Chader. Thank you. such a well-known release for that one. You would find it on Descarga Vinyl 637014 LP. And much of the rest of the performances fall in that kind of category. To my mind, the next reissue is one of the more important re-releases. A measure of the significance of the disc to me is that selections from the recording have been featured in my Hour of Swing Time three or four times over the last 6 months. And the leader of the group is Art Farmer, a man who's playing in the bop field has always been of high quality. This record consists of Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson, who incidentally wrote the next track, on tenor, Bill Evans is the pianist, Addison Farmer, Art Farmer's brother, of course, bass, and Dave Bailey, drums. It was recorded on either the 10th, 11th or 14th of September 1958, and the Benny Golson composition is Fair Weather.
Thank you.
As you heard when I gave the personnel for that track, the pianist in the group was Bill Evans. To my ears, sounding less introspective than on some of his later recordings. I mentioned that I'd played that album, which is called Modern Art, on a number of occasions, and it is also now just re-released on 12-inch vinyl on Wax Time 772-378 LP. I don't think that anyone would refer to the next pianist as introspective. His style of playing doesn't allow a great deal of room for inward looking. Incidentally, I should say that you have heard part of the tune on a previous recording. Can you remember what it is? So, we are about to hear Art Hodes, recorded in Toronto in Canada at the Café des Copains, sometime around 2004. I can't be more exact with the date than that, I'm afraid. The title on the album is As Time Goes By. Thank you. The jazz musician on the next two selections was prompted by today's gig guide. In what I am quite sure is a normal occurrence for the programme of the Keith Peters Big Band monthly concert, there is always a good selection of what you might term popular names cropping up, as should be the case. And in tonight's session, I understand that two of the regular names are likely to be Count Basie and Frank Sinatra. However, a name that was mentioned which is not in the regular sense a popular name is the artist I've chosen to select a couple of discs for. And this is alto player Lenny Niehaus, a man who spent his very, very early days playing with both Jimmy Giuffre and Chico Hamilton. And then between 1945, 46, right through to 1960, was the chief alto soloist and arranger for Stan Kenton. He then subsequently went to record with some of his own combinations of groups, sextets, octets. And it's a couple of those that we're going to listen to now. First of all, a Lenny Niehaus composition, which should not be compared with exactly the same title with one Chris Barber of the United Kingdom. And the session is led by Lenny and was recorded in July 1954. The name of the tune or the track is Who's Blues, and in this quintet lineup we have Lenny Niehaus alto, Jack Montrose tenor, Bobby Gordon on bass, sax, Monty Budwig bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 9th of July 1954. This is Lenny Niehaus's Who's Blues. Thank you. After his recordings, like the one we've just heard, Lenny Niehaus, in a way, left jazz. And he found, we find most of the rest of his career is taken up with work in the TV and film studios. And indeed, I would imagine, and I can't say this with absolute certainty, that any Lenny Niehaus work that appears in the Keith Peters band this evening at Farm Road will relate to Lenny's film activity. To give an idea of the extent of this, I am aware of something like 10 or so films where the music was provided in some form or another to Clint Eastwood movies. Films like Pale Rider or The Bridges of Madison County and many others. His name crops up certainly in at least two of the Dirty Harry films. I can remember seeing it there. So really, at the end of the day, it'd be interesting to listen to Lenny Niehaus, although in a somewhat limited fashion from a jazz point of view. But I'm sure that the Keith Peters Band will do their usual sterling job. I'm going to go back to an octet session that Lenny Niehaus recorded, which included Benny Golson again. Don't move too far away from compositions without mentioning Benny Golson in some way or another. The track is called 411 West, obviously addressed presumably in New York City. The makeup of the group is Ed Leddy on trumpet, Ken Schreier on trombone, Lenny Niehaus on alto, and he did the arrangement on this track as well. Bill Perkins crops up on tenor, Steve Pearson on bass sax, Lou Levy, a pianist, which we didn't hear a pianist with the quintet session, on piano, Red Kelly bass, and Jerry McKenzie on drums. This was recorded again in Los Angeles on the 1st of December 1957. Benny Golson's composition, 411 West. Thank you. if you wonder about the relationship between Clint Eastwood and his tenor soul films with Lenny Niehaus, they first met up in the early 1950s, about the time of the Korean War, when both men were sent to the same military camp. And, of course, there's no secret about Clint Eastwood's liking for jazz. Lenny Niehaus, 11th of June 1929 to the 28th of May 2020. Old Father Time has caught up with us yet again, so I thought we would go out with a real swinging jam session. And the ones laid down by Buck Clayton and his Merry Men are just about as authentic as they get. Except that on the one that I have chosen, there is what I feel is a bonus. Not a person usually involved in jam sessions. This is Woody Herman offering up some great clarinet. Mike Coates here to say thanks for tuning in and listening today, and both John and I hope you've enjoyed the music. And remember, if you want to join us next week, you are more than welcome. We start at 1 p.m. every Tuesday on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and we would welcome your company. So, here is Buck Clayton with a jam session. They are playing Blue Moon, and the makeup of the group is Buck Clayton, trumpet and leader, Joe Thomas, trumpet, Herbie Green and Sammy Young on trombones. Sammy Young for the second time today. Woody Herman clarinet, Lem Davis alto, Al Cohen on tenor, Julian Dash also on tenor, Jimmy Jones is the pianist, Steve Jordan guitar, Walter Page bass, and as you might expect, Joe Jones on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 31st of March 1954, Blue Moon. Oh, I nearly forgot. Take good care out there.